Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Businesses are also concerned how they're supposed to react to the H1N1 flu. When employees get sick, they need to stay at home. It's a drain, and not exactly the best of economic times. Here to talk about all this is WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What kind of impact is the pandemic going to have, or is it having, on the state's economy right now?
Bob, I actually have good news. It might not be too bad at all. There's this guy at MIT, Richard Larson. He's a mathematician. He does calculations to see how the flu spreads and then dies down. And he actually thinks Massachusetts is pretty close to reaching its peak number of cases of swine flu at a time. He's pretty sure that by Thanksgiving, the worst is going to be behind us. And that means that the worst fears of businesses, that people aren't going to go out and shop, or that the entire staff is going to catch this and bring the company to a standstill, those fears seem unlikely to be realized.
So with all the stories about vaccine delays, school closings, hand sanitizer use, have we been panicking or worrying for nothing?
It kind of seems that way, right? But Larson says no. And let me make a comparison. You remember Y2K, you know, planes falling out of the sky when the numbers switched over to 2000. That was another potential big disaster for companies, but nothing of the sort really happened because the disruption came ahead of time from all the work that went into making it not a big deal after all. And Larson at MIT says there's a parallel with swine flu. If a few weeks from now people find out that the pandemic wave is petering out,
well, if that happens, they should look in the mirror and congratulate themselves. Because if we collectively have done all the social distancing, and if we've used hand sanitizers and didn't shake hands but bumped elbows and these sorts of things, we are each individually and then collectively responsible for eradicating the flu.
And the same goes for all the measures that businesses are taking.
And what measures have businesses been taking?
Well, they're, of course, worried about big disruptions if a bunch of workers have to stay home sick. And those companies are doing things like training other employees to fill in, coordinating with temp agencies to have replacements on standby. That doesn't work for all staff. And here's an example, FlexCon. They're outside of Worcester. They make tapes and films, and they have suppliers and customers all around the world. The company risk manager is Darwin Irish, and it's his job to figure out what to do if all of a sudden one department gets slammed by swine flu.
The things that keep me up at night, internal sales, as well as our IT department, very specialized technical aspects of people that we couldn't necessarily just quickly cross-train someone into those functions.
So FlexCon is spending money on video conferencing, moving desks further apart, setting these key people up from work to work from home if they have to. You know, Darwin's the guy who's going to lose his job if he doesn't warn and prepare his company. But when everything turns out okay, people are going to, you know, wonder, what was he really worried about anyway?
And again, according to your MIT researcher, it's likely to turn out okay anyway.
Yeah, but there's always the but, right? Because a virus can go into one person and come out different and a lot meaner. And there could be another wave in a few months. The good news is that many of the things that people and businesses are doing, and there are costs associated with it, but they're kind of spread out more. The things that they're doing to prepare are actually lowering the chance of that happening. And at this point, at least from a state economy standpoint, swine flu doesn't look like it's going to have a very noticeable impact.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch, thanks a lot.
Sure thing.